You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have some lovely people in the studio right now. We have Jesse, Joel and Phaedra here from...
James.
On the
piece of paper. Well,
it's a bad
day. We were
going
to have Jesse.
It's actually...
I'm here in Jesse's absence.
Yeah. Guys.
He had to be in the studio today.
Yeah.
We have Pearly and Ivy here. Don't make me say any names. I can't do it. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome to... Well, you've all been here before. You guys know this spot.
Yeah.
What are we here today to talk about? We've got a gig coming up, hey?
Yeah, we got a gig on Friday in Dunedin at Pearl Diver.
All ages.
And it's an early one, which I think is really nice. We were just talking about lack of sleep before.
Yeah, especially because we've got to drive to Christchurch the next day.
Exactly.
For the next gig.
So we're going to have lots of sleep, and we're going to be on form for Christchurch as well.
And it's cohort entry, so just pay whatever you can on the way in.
Very nice. And we've got openings from Emily Esplin, Def Raccoon, Diamond Club Closing.
Yeah.
Very good lineup. It's there's been a lot of great all ages gigs on lately. You guys have been playing a few of them. What do you think's been the driving force behind that?
I think there's just a really good scene right now of bands that can't play like 18
plus
gigs.
Like Def Record and Seek Help
and so I feel like all of them have really been organizing a lot of all ages gigs.
I feel like it goes back to, like, even yours being set up a couple of years ago. Yeah, and then a couple of those first bands, like, inspiring. Now what I'd say is, like, the second wave of recent all-ages bands. And this wave has been, like, really, really strong.
Yeah, and you guys have... You've been on tour recently as well, on this gig. You, James,
with
Ivy.
Ivy were on tour end of last year with the Beatniks. Did a full New Zealand tour with those guys. Yeah, great
How
fun.
Did you find it?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Time of my life. And can't wait to go on another tour with even more friends. So
yeah.
It's going to be a good laugh.
What's happening with the tour coming up with friends, guys?
Well, we're just doing a little one. And we're just doing the South Island. So we're playing up in Littleton on Saturday. And then we're going to... Queenstown, and we're playing at Yonder. And we played originally, Pearly and Ivy played in Queenstown. When was that?
And Wanaka.
And Wanaka, yeah.
And, start of 2024.
Yeah. And we were very different bands back then, but we had so much fun. And it was kind of like, I just wanted to go back to Central, to be honest, as well. And this seemed like, and like Jesse has a pad up there, so it was like, may as well make a tour out of it.
Yeah, it was awesome. And no one really pulled up to the shows or anything.
No.
Because
we
had zero fan base in those places.
I'm sure a different story this time.
Our guitarist didn't even come. Yeah. Yeah, COVID.
How do you guys find touring together? Do you think that came about because of the type of music that both your bands make, because you guys are friends? What's that dynamic like?
I think a bit of both.
We all know each other pretty well. And
I think also, like, touring with other bands is just really fun. Because touring is, like, can be exhausting sometimes. And having, like, a support of, like, a whole nother crew with you is really fun. It's, like, the least financially reasonable, like, thing to do. It's not good to make money, but that's not what it's about. It's about having fun with your mates.
Yeah. Are you guys collaborating? Do you find yourselves, when you're on tour, are you doing any songwriting? Are you doing jamming? Things like that? Or is it, you're just trying to get it done?
I guess we'll figure out when we start the tour.
I mean, like, there's no practice spaces ever, or, like, it would just be, like, a nightmare to set up how many of us on stage to do it.
Nine.
Oh, I didn't mean on stage. I just mean in your own time.
That is a good idea. Not done that before.
We totally should. I mean, Phaedra and I have played together in Emily Esplin band.
Yeah, so we'll be playing twice in both Dunedin and Christchurch.
There you go.
Yeah, that
Indeed.
Was the
that
opening track of the show today. New song out from Emily Esplin.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great song. Very fun.
Awesome song.
I'm really liking that sort of new sound.
Mm.
Yeah. And speaking of new stuff, Phaedra, you've been doing some solo projects. Would you like to talk about that a wee bit?
Sure. Yes, I have I'm going to announce this, like, on Instagram on Sunday, but I'm going to put out a single on May 4th next week.
Whoa.
And then the EP is going to come out May 15th.
Any significant reason it's coming out on May 4th, Faith?
May 4th because it's my birthday.
Wow.
And then May 15th is, like, the anniversary of my great Nana Mary passing away.
Oh, cute.
And this, like, EP is kind of inspired, like, the title's inspired by a different woman called Mary. So I thought that kind of tied together nicely.
Very cool.
Mm. Very cool. Exciting to hear. Some breaking news.
Yeah, wow.
Any projects coming up from Ivy's end? I know you guys are kind of always hustling. You've got a live gig on all the time and you're always recording stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, we've been in the studio today actually recording what will be our next release. And we've recorded a few others over the last week or so as well. So yeah, really looking forward to being able to share those, but they're a wee way off at the moment.
That's so good. We like getting the excitement brewing beforehand. Give it time to grow.
Is it, do you know what it is? Is it going to be like an EP or an album? Or don't know yet.
I guess you'll have to wait and
see. Oh, damn.
They're keeping things very secret. Well, John, do you have any secrets to divulge? What are you doing?
No.
That's okay. Apparently, we'll have a music video.
Oh, yeah.
I like your guys' music. Are you guys doing it? Who's doing this music video?
Kieran's doing it with us. Kieran Dodd, who did the Not So Sweet one. I guess Dale Kerrigan just did something. There's going to be something special that we whipped up as well recently. We're doing a video.
Mm-hmm.
We're like really late on it.
Yeah, we like need to film it
like
next month.
So soon.
Because we got funding.
Yeah, and we've just been so lazy.
Yeah.
Which song are we allowed to know?
Limousine.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that one.
Yeah, good. Cool.
That's exciting.
Excited to get that off our chest, to be honest.
Well, I know, and especially now it's out in the world, it has to be done. You've promised it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Phaedra and Joel, as a sort of duo with Pearly, you guys do a lot of the songwriting together and obviously the singing together. With the busyness and everything that you've both got going on, how do you find finding time to sit down and make music together? Or are you doing it in your own time, bringing
it
to each other?
We're not finding it at the moment.
Oh, yep. No. Sorry, guys. Sensitive topic.
No, it's okay.
It's kind of, I don't know. Like, we definitely need to just go away and write some songs somewhere. But there's like...
I think both of us at the moment are having... not writer's block, I'm really struggling to write more than one verse or one, just like, I've not been able to finish a whole song for Pearly in such a long time.
I mean, things are coming along, like, there's a couple new tracks that we're doing at practice and all that, but it's kind of, it's less like sitting down with two acoustic guitars as it used to be. But, I mean, that'll come back.
Yeah. I guess we're not in a rush.
No, really. Exactly. Like, that was, like, when we're in the heat of it and we're just like, okay, we need... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And what's the songwriting process like with Ivy James? It's a bit different with more of you involved there. What do you guys all bring into it?
Yeah, it kind of depends on the song, I guess. Some of the time, the initial idea will come from Jesse, acoustic guitar, and a melody, or, like, a chord progression or something like that. And then bring it to the band and then we'll just figure it out all together from there, basically. And that's the way most of our songs have gone.
It's pretty much the same. Like, I feel like that's like, it's pretty hard to get anywhere. I mean, I feel like there's jamming has room for it, but jamming like comes at like that whole band jamming thing kind of comes in when you've got the skeleton of a song together. Yeah. And then, I mean, that's how it works for us.
I feel like, I feel like a lot of the more recent songs we've written, it's like you've had the music.
Yeah.
And then I might have some lyrics that I can make work with it, or...
I mean, writing lyrics is so hard and sucks. It's like the most confronting part about the whole process.
It's my favourite part.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because, well, you know, and then sometimes I'm like, I cannot make lyrics for this song.
But it works well, I think, because I am, I feel like I find the writing interesting, like, music side of it.
Yeah,
the hardest.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll bring it back to the gig because, you know, it's our time will close up soon. But I know with people like Seek Help and Deaf Raccoon, they did the Amped project, and you guys were a part of that.
Yeah, we did it last year.
Yeah, we didn't have really any other involvement besides playing the big show.
Yeah, but how has it been watching those kids who watched you guys play in that show, and now they're opening for you, they're putting on these gigs every weekend?
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah. I mean, like, I hope we didn't embarrass ourselves too much at the last show, because, like, literally, like, I, like, fell over walking up the stage and, like, dropped Phaedra's bass on the floor, and then Phaedra had, like, a
coughing fit.
Just, like, spat up all this water on stage, and we just looked so lame up there. So hopefully they still like us.
I doubt it, guys. It's all right. It's always at your scariest when it's around. You're always at your worst when you're around a bunch of teenagers.
We hadn't had anything to drink, and I think that was a problem.
Were you students at Amped as well?
No. I wasn't.
Were you just the tutors?
Oh, true. We were just the, And I did, like, a talk randomly, and that was really fun.
Yo.
I think you couldn't make it. I think you're hungover.
I think so, yeah.
Well, thank you, James. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Phaedra. These guys are from Ivy and Pearly, respectively, right this time.
Nice.
Great bands. Some of the best the Otapoti has to offer. So get out there and listen to it. And on Friday, this Friday, the 1st of May, head to Pearl Diver to see them play with Emily Espelin, Deaf Raccoon and Diamond Club. 5 p.m., Koha. All ages.
Mm-hmm.
You've got literally no excuse not to go.
No.
you have to go. Hey, thanks guys for being here.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you all soon. I'm going to play...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.